Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. You should be a special joiner of the Rebbe's Mashiachu. And this was Moshe Mepesh Nari Son Moshe Mordechai. And Reza Beza Ben Esther. The Bracha Vatzal Vachol Manseh Deyem. Based on an article in the monthly Ha'otzer Torah Journal. It says in Parashas Nitzavim, Var in Paraglan, Pasuk Aleph, Oyveh Ko'evo, Alecha Kol Dvar Me'elo, Ashivoyse Alevecha, B'shavta Ad Hashem. The Ramban says that there is a haftacha here that we're going in the future to do tshuva. When all these things come upon us, they are going to do tshuva. And when it says ki mitzvah hazos, that this mitzvah is talking about tshuva, lo neflesim mcha v'lo rechaykehi, that it's beficho v'lovavcha la'asoy, so that we can all do tshuva. It's beficha to do vidui, to confess, and it's belavavcha to return with our hearts to Hashem. That is the Ramban. The Rambam writes, "V'kvar hefticha Torah shesof Yisrael lasas tshuva b'sof kalus and miad heim negalim." Shneim Rabbi Yaakov v'elach v'al v'meila, Rosh Hashem asati v'elach v'shivot se'el v'vecha. So you see that there's a haftach here. The Torah promised we're going to do tshuva, like the Ramban says. Lermos behaftacha ki asid adaber lioskin. That there's a haftacha that in the end we're going to do tshuva. The Rambam also holds this haftacha we're going to do tshuva in the end. And the Rambam writes at the beginning of the halacha, kol hanavim kulam tzivu ala tshuva. We also have an obligation to do tshuva. Besides the haftacha ala tshuva, we also have a chiyuv to do tshuva. And at the beginning of the tshuva, the Rambam writes, "Kol mitzvah shebe Torah, mavra alachas meretzat, v'kshiyase tshuva, yashu mechato chayv l'sfadas." But all mitzvah of the Torah, when a person does tshuva, he has to say vidui. So besides the mitzvah of tshuva that we always have, there's l'chayr a special chi of tshuva during Aseret Yimei Tshuva. Based on what the Rambam writes in the Chos Tshuva, Perek Beis Halacha Vav, Af Bishat Tshuva, Tzaka Yafa Lo'ilam, Aseret Yimei Tshuva Shmein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Yafa B'yoyser, Miyadi Miskabelis. It's always good to do tshuva. During Aseret Yimei Tshuva, it's very effective, especially effective. Shenem Radir Shor Hashem B'yimatzo, Kur B'yoyser Kovayf. Yom Kain B'yom Yimeilu, now we're holding in Aseret Yimei Tshuva, there's a special chiyuv to do tshuva. Now tshuva is accepted. It's ritzuya b'yoyser. Another reason for the chiyuv tshuva is what the Rambam writes, that every year HaKadosh Baruch Hu weighs your schuyos and avonos, and if you're more schuyos life, more avonos death. And beinoni, wait, we wait till, and that's on Rosh Hashanah. And a beinoni, a mediocre 50-50, waits till Yom Kippur. If he does tshuva, nechtam l'chaim, and if not, nechtam l'misa. And there's another chiyuv of asiyas tshuva in the Rambam, Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin, Yom HaKippur Mizman Tshuva, L'kol Yochidu L'Rabim, that Yom Kippur is a special time for tshuva for everybody, V'uketz M'chila V'slicha V'Yisrael, V'fika Chayav and HaKol Asas Tshuva, V'Leisvadais V'yoyim HaKippurim. So that's the last time for tshuva Yom Kippur, so maybe we have to do tshuva. The Rambam writes that the way a person's avonos on Rosh Hashanah, after he writes at the beginning of Perek Dalet, that afal pi ki ha'shofar b'rashon gzeiros ha'kasuv remez yesh bo, kolom ra'u yeshenu mishinaschem, v'nedam v'kitzu mitadei maschem, v'chipsu v'maasechem, v'chizu v'tshuva, v'zichru bora'achem, u'lachar ha'shakasuv sham v'fikach tzorach kol adam, Shira atzma kol ashana kula kilo chetzi zake vechetzi chayiv. When kol ha'olam chetzi zake vechetzi chayiv. Chot ha'chayt echad ha'ra yichriyat atzma vitz kol ha'olam kula lekaf choyv v'gorm li ha'shchosa. Also mitzvah achas ha'ra yichriyat atzma vitz kol ha'olam kula kaf schus shechayiv adam kol ashana v'ra sa atzma chetzi zake vechetzi chayiv. Kosev sham v'zeh l'shonu v'bnei inyin zeh nag kol b'yisrael ha'arbas v'tztach v'maisim toivim. In other words, the Rambam writes that Tchia Shofar is Gzeres HaKosu, but there's a remez to wake up from your sleep to do tshuva, and therefore you have to see yourself all the year long as if you're 50-50, and that the whole world is 50-50. If you do one sin, you're machriya yourself in the world, the kaf choiva. And if you do one mitzvah, you're machriya yourself in the whole world, the kaf schus. Because you always have to see yourself as 50-50, yourself in the world. The Rambam says, and because of this, nagu kol beis Yisrael laharbis b'tztaku v'maisim tovim, v'lasek v'mitzvahs mirosh Hashanah yadugur yosim mikol Hashanah. So this is a special time to be married b'tztaku v'maisim tovim, to do mitzvahs from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, more than the rest of the year. L'choyra hari inyin zeh shekosev Rambam shenagu laharbis b'tztaku v'maisim tovim. This is shaykh to what he writes earlier, that a person has to see himself 50-50. But the Lecha Mishnah writes, right, you have to see yourself as 50-50, so be married and stuck in nice and tovim. But the Lecha Mishnah writes, b'nei'in zeh klerim b'nei shebeshofer mazhirim b'rosh Hashanah l'chapis b'ma'aseinu l'kach b'elu asore yom imtzoch lasis ma'asim tovim. Because shofer warns us to wake up and start doing good deeds. B'meila, during these 10 days, we have to do good deeds. So, the Pashtus is that, like we said, that since you're 50-50, you have to do b'mar b'maisim tovim. And the Lecha Mishnah is learning, no, because since this is a time of tshuva, you have to be b'mar b'maisim tovim. So why doesn't the Lecha Mishnah learn, like we learned b'pashtus, that the Rambam's talking about what he said right before? The Rambam says that you have to see everyone as 50-50, and therefore be marbe b'tztak over ma'isim tovim. Be marbe b'tztak over ma'isim tovim. So that you're not 50-50 anymore, you tip the scales. Why doesn't the Lecha Mishnah learn that pshat in the Rambam? You learn pshat in the Rambam, it's going on what it says earlier. But since it's a time of tshuva, so memela you have to be married with stuck over nice and tight. However, it's muchach midivrei Rambam atzmai, shem b'alacha gimel. He writes there, v'abeinoni toilem oisai toilem ad yom ha-kippur, and if he does tshuva, nechtem l'chaim. So everyone asks, why does he have to do tshuva? Just do one mitzvah. So Ritzel Blazer says, in Simon Hay, famous in the Koich Be'or, that since these are yomei tshuva, v'atshuva miskabeles, and came below Shabbat Bechait Gadol. In other words, if a person's not doing tshuva, it's such a grace of Aveira, it's not going to help. Gornish is Gehelfin, as they say in Spanish. So, an extra mitzvah isn't going to work for you. The Amik Bracha writes in Yin Tshuva that Shkilus Avonis was already done on Rosh Hashanah, and you're not weighing it again on Yom Kippur. So, it's not going to help. The Cheshbon finishes Rosh Hashanah. It's not going to help to do another mitzvah. Only if you do tshuva, then it can change things the Mafreya. The Pachad Yitzchak explains that the union of Roiv Avoinus and Roiv Schuyus isn't Talui. In the number, it's Talui in your Mahus. Are you an Adam Zakai or an Adam Chayiv? And therefore, Dafka Tshuva Tishanis Etzem Mahusai. Tshuva can change your essence. Ein Shamba Pachad Yitzchak. So it's not enough just to do just to do the count. You have to know what this essence is, and only tshuva changes your essence, not an extra mitzvah. You have to do tshuva. So therefore, the Rambam says that during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, you should have to be marbe b'tztaku v'maisim tovim. The Rambam can't mean to be mate, to tip the scales in your favor, because it's not going to help. Because like we saw, various telutzim, why it doesn't help. Either it's the end of the cheshbon, or it's a blazer says such an aver not to do tshuva, another it's not going to help. It's time to do tshuva, or a footnote has to change musa pnimis. The only way you change your musa pnimis is if you do tshuva. So memeil it's muchroch. The pshat is like the Lecha Mishnah learns that when you do these mitzvahs, and when you're married, it's stuck with ma'asim tovim at this time. It's because this is a time of tshuva. In the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Rosh Hashanah and Aruch Chaim Simetov Chesh Beis. He writes, "Ein mekadesh malavona ad motzei Yom Kippur." You're not mekadesh the lavona until motzei Yom Kippur. Mishnah Berurah writes, "Ad motzei Yom Kippur, the kiddush lavona yosel toiv kshim uvusam." It's better when you smell good and when you're besimcha. ובאמת רשיסה של מוציא יום הכיפור, ובאסקל יוצאיס, לאיך איך הולך מוכה בשמחה. אז מוציא יום כיפור, יסו בשמחה, that's the best time to be מקדיש את הלבונה. עבודה שכמה אחרונים הסכימו, שיסו טוב לקיים המצווה מקוידם, in order that this mitzvah should be מאחריה יהיו לקף סחוס, to do it before יום כיפור. So we see that עשיית מצוות בסייעת ימי תשובה in order to have more סחויות. The Rambam writes, "Now we call Israel Harvitz Stockel Mice and Tov Lasek Mitzvah Hashana Yad Kippur Yisim Mekol Hashana." Vim Kein Af Mishum Divrei Rambam Elu Ayetzoch LeKadosh Shalavana. The Rambam says you have to be married with a mitzvah. So that's another reason to be Mekadosh Shalavana before Yom Kippur. But that's only if you want to be married with a Schuyis because Divrei Mishnah Brura. So it's Odif LaHakdim LeKadosh Shalavana, even though you lack a mirror b'Simcha in order to be married with Schuyis. But if it's like the Lechem Mishnah, that the Ribui Schuyos is Midarkei Atshuva. So don't be makdim. Why? Because you're lacking the hiddur. In other words, if it's a din in tshuva, that it's part of the chelke atshuva, so the part of your tshuva is not to do a mitzvah with less hiddur. So memeil will wait until motzi yom kippur, and then do it with more hiddur. So if it's din and be machri lekaf schus, do it before yom kippur. But if it's do it before yom kippur, if it's a din in be marbid b'maisim tovim during a seder to make tshuva, is part of the chelke atshuva. So since it's more mahudur on Motzi Yom Kippur, so may I do it on Motzi Yom Kippur. Very interesting. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Nuchos Yom Kippur, Averu Shemenon Machaveru, Ein Yom Kippur Machaper Ad Shefaisenu, Afilo Knitu Ela B'dvorim Tzorch Lefaisa. State in Shulchan Aruch that Averu Shemenon Machaveru, Yom Kippur is not Machaper, until you Mephayis your friend, until you appease your friend. I feel like Knitu ala bedvorim tzorich lefaisa. Even if you were only maknit your friend bedvorim, verbally, you still have to be mefaisa. Mishmur writes, "V'ni'af v'mishigam b'shayim ozchen b'chuyv lefaisa mishpach shkinei b'mkom kol meim em le'pnai u'matun feisa ad yom yom achar v'v'nu kiyum b'chuyv le'taken akol k'dei shi'atayim mikol v'noisu v'tziv kiyom zei chaper aleichem mikol chataseichem." So all year long you have to ask your friend for mechila. But Erev Yom Kippur, you have to fix everything. Erev Yom Kippur, there's no waiting. Today's the day. Im lo yachshav imosai, writes the Shaar Tzion, v'nir ha-poshav disher gelzo v'nor chagav ni yadushu ulam v'nitik l'esed, eishav z'gzeil, in rishay l'haftim yadik. When it comes to stealing, you have to give back the money right away. You have to be attacking the lav. There you don't wait. But if you do other averus that aren't nitik l'esed, that aren't assays that fix the lav, then you can wait a little bit. Now the problem is that mitzvah tshuva is an essay b'chol yoy. So just like Heshev Sazel have to do immediately, tshuva you should also have to do immediately. So why can you wait with tshuva? So the Chazanish is done, Yeredes, in Kufnim Gimel, that b'chol mitzvah essay, da'in lezman, yochol ha'asei so mosai shi'yirtze. He can do the mitzvah whenever he wants to. But mishum zrizen makdim in yesh lahakdim. Al tzvizim makdim, you have to be makdim. So you say, Odin, this is tshuva. This is tshuva. Since it doesn't have a specific time, you do whenever you want. There's only an extra hiddur of tzvizim makdim. And therefore, you could say the same thing about tshuva. That tshuva, you can do whenever you want. So you can actually push it off to Erev Yom Kippur. And only in Da'at Lav and Nitik Lase, you have to do immediately. However, in the Shari Tshuva, in Rabbeinu Yoni Shari Shameis Beis, he talks about the Chiyuv to do Tshuva immediately. So it's still Shver that, why did he have to say that Dafkin Rav Yom Kippur Mechuyiv L'Takin HaKol in order to be Matayim HaKol V'Noisav, and it says, Ki V'Yom Zei Yechaper Aleichem HaKol V'Tasechem, Harei Muvad Zot, Harei Katab HaRambam, Ya'af Al-Pi, Shetshuva, V'Tzaoka Yofel Lo'ilam, V'Aselos Hayam, Shbein Roshana Yom Kippur, Yafa b'yoser, but during the aser, you make tshuva. It's yafa b'yoser miyadi miskabelis. You can mishukach, but I'm mechuyev la'asot tshuva b'yamim elu. So why do you have to come on to the fact that in Erev Yom Kippur you have to purify everything? It's because these are the days of tshuva. That's why you have to do tshuva. The Gemara writes, v'yesh rodem lechapitz ulefashvish b'maisev loshev mehem b'yudim tshuva. You have to mefashvish b'maisev during the aser to make tshuva. So why is this inyan of pius chaveiroi, of appeasing your friend, nemo dafke be'ekshev le'nemar b'yom ha'kipurim, ki b'yom ze yechaper aleichem? So l'choyro, efshel le'imam, she'pius chaveiro lo mi'etzem ma'isa ha'tshuva. In other words, there's tshuva, and then there's being mefayis your friend. There's a tnai, that the only way you're going to get kapara is if you're mefayis your friend. It's a matana from God that he's moichel avoinus. And the tnai is that if your friend's moichel you, then Hashem will be moichel you. Hashem will be mechaper in your avoinus. But that's not part of the etzema tshuva, something separate from the tshuva. Therefore, you did tshuva, and even if you were mefayis your friend, still consider that you did tshuva. Elamai, you still have to be mefayis your friend. But it's considered tshuva. Even without being mefayis your friend, the pius is just outs kapara, just in order to get kapara. And therefore, during a service you made tshuva, yeah, of course you have a chiyuv of tshuva, but dafka nerv yom kippur, that's when you have to get your kapara. So maybe that's why Mishnah Berura says that it's dafka mitzad, that it's erev Yom Kippur, because al tshuva you can't say it's midina. You have to do midina seres mei tshuva. You have to come on to erev Yom Kippur. Midina seres mei tshuva. You can do tshuva without being mefayis your friend. Being mefayis your friend is just to get kapara. However, not so pashut. Because there's another reason why you need tshuva and kapara during these days, and that is because you're 50-50. So you have to tip the scales. So bishlam l'divrei hapachad Yitzchok, that roiv avonis and roiv zchuyos isn't totally in the quantity, but in the quality of what type of person you are. So therefore tshuva is going to change your essence. So maybe this can be affected just by doing tshuva, even without the kapara. So memela. We don't say that you have to be mefayis your friend in order to tip the scales in your favor, because we're looking at your mahus. So your mahus changed if you did tshuva, even if you were mefayis your friend. And also according to the Koch Veor, that the word is that the reason you have to do tshuva during a service and make tshuva is because this is the special time for tshuva. And it's such a big avera not to do tshuva that a mitzvah isn't going to help. So if the guy did tshuva, it's enough. He doesn't need the kapara. He was mekayim mitzvah tshuva without kapara. He's already is no longer b'teres beinani. So that'll tip the scales. So bishlam al divrei hapachad Yitzchok, tshuva alone is going to tip the scales even without being mefayis your friend. The divrei hakoyach ve'or, tshuva enough is alone to tip the scales even without being mefayis your friend. What about the divrei emek bracha? Divrei emek bracha, he says the cheshbon finishes on Rosh Hashanah, and we don't wait again on Yom Kippur. And only if you do tshuva, then you fix things retroactively. L'chayra, according to him, won't work without kapara. Because kapara is mechikas avoinus. So if a person's a 50-50 in Rosh Hashanah, and he just does tshuva during a seris mei tshuva, and he's not mefayis's friend, so that's not going to tip the scales in his favor. Because he didn't yet get the kapara. It only works if you could retroactively change the past. The chayri, you need kapara. One can argue, no, that tshuva is enough. One can also argue, no, that even though he did tshuva, but still, he's still a 50-50 guy, because if he didn't get kapara yet, he's still going to get punished. So we want to know, is he going to get punished or not get punished? And the answer is, of course, he's going to get punished, because he didn't get kapara yet for what he did earlier. You can only change it retroactively if you get kapara for what you did earlier. But tshuva is not enough. So these are some machshavas and these inyanim, and of course, there's just a ton more to say, a velt more to say, and Baruch Hashem, we've had many, many shiurim, and we will continue, because there are very few topics, if any, that I enjoy more than this. So thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. We should be zechah l'tshuva shleimah.